Once the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطب الناس خطبة عظيمة ما أبقى لهم علما إلا أتى به. يقول أنس ما ترك لنا طائرا يقلب جناحيه في السماء إلا أعطاه منا علما. حفظه من حفظه ونسي من نسي. قال سلوني أجبكم. فقام رجل سبحان الله وقال أين أبي؟ شوف السؤال اللي ما من فائدة. A man stood up. The Prophet said, "Ask me any question, I will answer you." A man stood up and said, "Where is my father? He passed away. Where is he? In Jannah or not?" فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم to him, amazing answer. النبي جاوبه جواب عجيب. قال إن أبي وأباك في النار. هل النبي سئل عن أبيه؟ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "My father and your father in hell." The question, did he ask about the Prophet ﷺ father? Anybody ask him about his father? No. But he knows that it will hurt the guy, the man, if he said, "Your father in hell." He said, "Don't worry, mine and yours both are in the hell." Reported by Imam Muslim. رواه الإمام مسلم في صحيح. إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان قمة في رعاية أحوال الناس صلى الله عليه وسلم ومراعاة مشاعر الآخرين. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دائما يراعي مشاعرهم فلا يكلف الإنسان إلا ما يطيق. وكان من أدبه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه إذا رأى كريم قوم أكرمه وزاد في إكرامه. بعض الناس ما عندهم هذا الخلق، إذا رأى معظم في قومه ما أبه به، حتى لو كان معظم عند الكافرين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعظمه ويكرمه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم one of is to show you how he cares about the other people's feeling. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم if he sees somebody's honorable in his people he will honor him more even if he's مشرك but he will give him his position what he deserves. شوف النبي كتب إلى ملك الروم ملك الكفر قال إلى عظيم الروم إلى عظيم الروم. إن الناس يخاطبون بقدر ما يستحقون. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم when he wrote a letter to the king of the Roman even he is the head of the kuffar at that time how he addressed him in his title the title he used in his country and the prophet said عظيم الروم يعني the greatest man among the Roman. He addressed him in that way. Even he is the head of the kufr. In that, but the Prophet ﷺ, he delivering da'wah. He's a person carrying message. He choose the way, the words, the right doors to enter to the people's heart. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كان يخزن لسانه إلا فيما يعنيه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he will only talk about what is his what's concern him. مو على شغال ما على يعني على كل كلام وكل جهة لا كان يؤلفهم ولا ينفرهم ويكرم كريم كل قوم ويوليه عليهم ويحذر الناس شوف الصفة العجيبة ويحذر الناس ويحترس منهم من غير أن يطوي عن أحد منهم بشره وخلقه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to avoid people but he will not cut his relationship with the people but he will not be too much with them he will keep a kind of distance but this distance will not feel any kind of hurt somebody's feeling. You imagine is he close to everyone he's with everyone but in fact he deal with people in the right way صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and he will always be good to people beneficial to people. He was so generous. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما سئل شيئا قط فقال لا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم never been reported that he been asked something and he said no. لا يعرف هذا في سنة المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا في الحرام. Never been asked something permissible or allowed and he said no. He's always will give صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أجود من الريح المرسلة. كان يتفقد أصحابه ويسأل عنهم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم to ask about his companion, his friend. وكان النبي شوف هالصفة العجيبة اللي رويت عنه, يحسن الحسن ويقويه ويقبح القبيح ويوهيه ولا يذكره في مجلسه. بعض الناس ما يجيب إلا القصص المزعجة والأخبار المسيئة المشينة وهي حديثه دائم. النبي ما كان من هدي هذا, إذا جاء شيء مشين ذكره وشانه وتركه, ما يعيده ما يكرر حتى لا تعتاد الأسماع على سماع القبيح دائما. الناس يعيشون في إيجابية دائما يسمع الحسن. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, one of his way of talking with people, when he talked to people صلى الله عليه وسلم, he will always keep mentioning what is good, and if there is something bad, he will mention it as it's bad, but he will not repeat it and keep repeating it. Some people, they are professional in the bad stories, disgusting stories, and يعني keep repeating it, keep repeating. People, their hearts turn to be very soft from keep listening to this kind of stories. In Nabi Sallam, he will mention the bad in general, but he will not talk in details, go details in it, because there is no much benefit out of it. But the good, he will talk about it in details, and he will keep repeating it. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معتدلا في أحواله, كان من ألطف ما يكون مع الأطفال وأولاده صلى الله عليه وسلم. مرة يخطب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيرى الحسن والحسين يخرجان من بيت النبوة, من بيته صلى الله عليه وسلم, يتدهدهان يعني يكاد يقع, فينزل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من على المنبر, من على المنبر ويحمل الحسن والحسين, ثم يقول إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. He was giving the khutbah صلى الله عليه وسلم once, then he came from down from the minbar صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم came down and he carried الحسن والحسين, and once he was praying and الحسن came and he was sitting on his back صلى الله عليه وسلم, he remained ساجد prostrating until الحسن left by himself. He prayed صلى الله عليه وسلم once الجمعة, الجمعة, while he is carrying his granddaughter أمامة بنت زينب, his infant. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعطى الطفل فيبول في حجره فما يتمعر وجه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يتغير, لكن يأمر بماء يرش عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. كان يحمل الطفل فيخرج لسانه ليرى احمرار لسانه فيهش له الطفل ويضحكه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was giving like a newborn or infant. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم will look at him and he will show him his tongue, the prophet's tongue, because it's red, then the child will like be surprised with this color. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم smiling to him, taking care of him. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان حتى الأطفال, شوف البخاري يقول النبي يقول الراوي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مر بغلام ابن 10 سنين فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا عمير ما فعل النغير. النغير طائر صغير, شوف حتى طائر الطفل الصغير يسأل عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a boy 10 almost 10 years old. He said, "Ya Aba Umair." He gave him a nickname. "Ya Aba Umair." Shef, he making يعني, him like old man. "Ya Aba Umair." Nickname to the kid. And he said, "What happened with your bird, with your little bird, An-Nughayr?" He asking him about his bird. Not even about, see how much he saw Salim so gentle, even with everyone, with the child, with the children. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in this area, there is a lot of narrations. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you look at him with his wives, and this is inshallah, I'm going to talk in details about it. Next week, I have a lecture. I don't choose the name, the sisters choose the name. It's called the Prophet, is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a romantic. They want me to talk about his life, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with his wives. And inshallah, I will talk in more details in that day, because we have only a few minutes left. But just give you two examples. As you all know, the Prophet ﷺ married more than when he had ﷺ 9 wives when he passed away. And Allahu A'lam, one of the reasons and the wisdom behind having 9 wives, that it's very difficult to deal with one wife, to please one wife. So how much difficulty you have if you have 9s, and one of them old, one of them too young, one of them she's divorced, one of them she's never been married, one of them she's widow, no, one of them she's rich, one of them she was poor. All his wives that are different like that. And one of them she is the daughter of his most enemy. And one of them she is the daughter of his most beloved companion. They are different, his wives. Yani, one can drive you crazy. So how about 9? Can, not necessarily. 9. Behind your back. Everyone has requests. Everyone has different personality. Everyone wants something. And it's amazing that all of them loved him most. All of them agree that he is the best and the perfect husband. All of them admit that he is the best person. Even the daughter of his most enemy, she has a chance to say any lie about him. Because not only that, he killed her father. Like Safiya. Her father is Hiyy ibn Akhtab al-Yahudi. And he never said anything bad about him. And 9 wives, more than one, because they were able to describe his life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because the Prophet ﷺ, a model for all of us. He's a model for you if you marry a young girl, or an old woman, or a widow, or a virgin. He's a model. You can see he has something, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to copy him with. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also, 9, so they can describe his own personal life in details, and that's exactly what happened. And this is one of the wisdom the Prophet ﷺ married, this number of women. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he married to, as I told you, to women, they had the chance to take revenge for their fathers or their people. But they never, and that show you that man was a prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to deal with 9 in perfect way, this is by itself a miracle. In just and perfect way. Anyway, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so gentle with his wife, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها كان في خدمة أهله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to help his family. When he goes home, he will help them. He will fix his shoes, and he will fix his thawb, his clothes, صلى الله عليه وسلم, with himself. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he never صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني beat any one of his wives. Ever. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to ask about them and check how everyone doing. When he married Safiya, Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he put his thigh for her in order she can step in her thigh and she will ride her camels. See the etiquette. What a lovely way. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to talk to them, have fun with them. He raced with Aisha twice. Racing, running. He won once and she won once. She won in the beginning when she was so young, and before he passed away, she won. Then he told her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we are equal now. You know? In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to joke with, smile with, try to please them, listen to them, listening to them. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this area is very wide, inshallah, I'll talk about it in details in separate lecture. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only that, he was gentle even with the animals. With the animals. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told a man who had a camel and he overloaded this camel. He said, don't do that. He cannot have that. And he ordered him to not to overload him. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mercy for the mankind, for everything, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the creation loved him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even one of his miracles, that the branch, he used to stand up on it and deliver his khutbah. When he built his minbar, this branch started crying when the Prophet ﷺ lifted this branch and he started delivering khutbah from the minbar. Crying. Then the Prophet ﷺ, see the mercy, see the gentleness, he went to a branch, a dead thing in your eyes. He went to it and he hugged that branch sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ وَلَوْ لَمْ أَفْعَلْ لَظَلَّ يَبْكِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, if I didn't hug them, he will keep crying until the Day of Judgment. But he didn't want him to cry, because he missed the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we can say, what we can leave from his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it shows his manner sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ رَحِيمٌ. He has a lot of mercy. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana hayy. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's shy. And his face will turn to red sometimes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sees or fear or somebody said something is not suitable. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana shuja'. He was so brave. Once a voice came in Medina, or happened in the Medina, and the Sahaba said, we all run out to see what's that voice. We saw the Prophet ﷺ coming back from where the voice came from. Yani the Prophet ﷺ, when he heard the voice, he ride his horse and he ran to this voice and he came back before everybody else moved. What a brave. He didn't say, what's going on? Let me take guards. No. In Nabi ﷺ was just with people. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, one of his also characteristics, that he always, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was worried about his ummah, about his nation. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always thinking about his companion, about his Muslims, brothers. He used to ask about them. He used to visit them. He used to help them. Whenever people came to him, they are poor. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once his face turned to be so angry when he saw people came, mujtabin nimar, they have no clothes, nothing. And he ordered the Sahaba to collect funds, emergency aid for them. And the Sahaba start bringing that start bringing that food and the money to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, life was amazing sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And it is very sad that among us today, a lot of brothers and sisters, they're not aware of the Prophet ﷺ etiquettes and lives and manners. It's very sad that we have among us brothers and sisters, they're not interested in learning much about the Prophet ﷺ's sunnah. And as you see, the Prophet ﷺ's sunnah is very wide. And I will end with this point. Whatever I said today about the Prophet ﷺ, there is two type of sunnah. The first one, the Prophet ﷺ sunnah, which is we've been ordered to copy, which is a recommended thing or obligations thing. And there is another type of sunnah, which is not related to the religion. It's not related to the religion. Like the length of his hair or the color of his skin. This is not, you have no control over it. So this is, we don't copy him in these things. Or for example, he used to eat with his hand, or he dressed this kind of clothes. If it's not something related to the religion, halal wa haram, it's not like wearing turban. This is the way they used to dress. It's not that we've been not asked to copy him in these things. But we copy in these areas. There is also rules. Not all kind of clothes halal, not all food halal. There is regulations and rules in this areas. I had been mentioning details in the Prophet ﷺ's life. Anyway, with this I will end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and make us a follower to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah we will answer your questions now. And sister's question, they can pass it. If the adhan comes, adhan. Latin.
Inshallah, after adhan, we'll have some.
This question about somebody, he repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he used to he wasn't praying on times, and sometimes he will not pray, but now alhamdulillah he start praying. What's the rule regarding this? If this person in his past he didn't used to pray at all, and he for 1 year he never prayed any prayer, when he start praying again, that means he returned back to Islam, and therefore he doesn't need to make up all these prayers. But if he used to pray sometimes and leave sometimes and things like that, that means he has to figure out how many prayers he missed, and he will make it up. But not make it up like the people, what they do, he pray dhuhr, then pray another dhuhr. No, there's not nothing in sunnah like that, or nothing. You can't. It's not like this. It is by, you see, for example, 100 prayer. You pray it, continue. Fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha. You tired, you stop. You can't continue. This is in case if you used to pray, but you have like certain praise. But if you use not to pray, any a week, 2 weeks, 1 month, no prayer at all, there's no need for making up, because by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're starting over again. Because tarku salat bil kulliyah la yarka' lillah rak'ah abadan ma 'indahu yarka' lillah rak'ah qat wala salat. هذا عندي أن الصحيح فيه أنه مشرك ليس بمسلم، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. وقد قال شقيق بن عبد الله البلخي أدركت 30 من أصحاب رسول الله ما كانوا يعدون شيئا من الأعمال تركوا كفر إلا ترك الصلاة. وراوي الحديث جابر سأله مجاهد رحمه الله فقال يا جابر أي كفر هذا ترك الصلاة كفر؟ قال هذا الكفر الذي يخرج من الإسلام. That so many narrations about the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, they consider leaving the prayer completely is kufr, is not Islam. And this is the only opinion exist among the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. There's other scholars, imams, they said بعض الأئمة رحمهم الله وهو المشهور من مذهب الأئمة الثلاثة الشافعي وأبو حنيفة ومالك, وهو رواية عند الإمام أحمد أيضا بأن ترك الصلاة تهاونا ليس كفرا, ولكن تارك الصلاة تهاونا اتفقوا على حبسه أو قتله, حبسه حتى الموت أو قتله تارك الصلاة. The Imam الشافعي أحمد مالك, these Imams, they said whoever leave the salat, but he believes it's obligated, but he just not doing it lazy, out of laziness, because he's lazy, he said he should be put in jail or be killed. Yani he's been asked to pray, or you will put in jail forever. Until you pray, you will release. You pray or you will be executed. If he said, no, I'm not going to pray, he should be killed. And if somebody, you put the sword in his neck and say to him, pray, he said, no, he's not lazy. He doesn't believe in it. He's not Muslim. And this is very clear. تخيل أن رجل تقول له صلي وإلا قتل. قال لا ما أبغى أصلي. هذا ما في إسلام معنا إذا وصلت لهذه الحالة. He said, I married a woman. She's a Christian or a Jewish, whatever she was. He said, from people of book. And after that, I find out she doesn't pray or she doesn't go to the church or anything. If she claimed that she's Christian, she's still a Christian. But we will not advise you to marry a Christian woman or a Jewish woman, especially these days in this country. وَلَعَلَّ مِنْ ثِقْهِ الْإِمَامِ الشَّافِعِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. The great thing about Shafi'i is madhab that he not allowed somebody to marry non-Muslims in the land of non-Muslims land. The person, the Prophet ﷺ talked to him about his beard, that it needs to be fixed. Was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, هل كان الصديق هو الذي أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شأن لحيته؟ لا, he was the father of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. كان هو أبو بكر الصديق. الشافعي عند موته وضع 3 شعرات للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, هل هذا صحيح؟ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم put 3 of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم hairs on his eye before he died. I don't know that. عثمان بن مضعون, one of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم companion, and inshallah we ask Sheikh Muhammad, inshallah one day he will talk to you about the life of عثمان بن مضعون, inshallah. Oh, خلاص, you should go to him. هل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم killed a Jewish woman by his hand? I don't know that. And he executed her. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to take a shower before he will sleep with any one of his wife? Yes. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to have a shower before he sleep with any one of his wife, if he had janaba, if he had sexual impurity before. Did you say the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم never had kuhul or put kuhul? No, it doesn't say that. It said he used to put kuhul every night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ibn Abbas narrated. How was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recitation? Is it any style? Or it's been narrated, how is his style? The Prophet كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورد إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في صوته بحة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, one of the narrations said that his voice wasn't بحة. It's very hard to translate this word. بحة means his voice was not very sharp, not very clear. يعني it is like, it's not very sharp voice, his voice صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Aisha said when he recited the Quran, he will make long med, like Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. He will make mad when he recites sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he will stop in each ayah. He will not join two ayahs together in recitation. What was the method of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fight the Jews? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a peace with Jews, and when the Jews broke their promises, the Prophet ﷺ fought them, and the Prophet ﷺ fought them as he dealt with the kuffar when he fought them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet ﷺ, his method is one with Jews or with other than Jews. Why do the majority of the scholars prohibit jewelry of silver other than the ring for the men? Because jewelry is for women, is not for men. It was for women and it's not for men. Did the Prophet ﷺ rode a horse ever? Yes, we did that, and he had, as a matter of fact, 7 horses, some said 15. And did he know swimming? I don't know about that, actually, he swam or not, because there's no sea in that time. Also, there is here a very long question about the riba. Is the Prophet ﷺ, is it taking mortgage in houses allowed or not? This is a very common question. I'm repeating again and again that it is not allowed to take mortgage for buying houses in America or in anywhere. Mortgage is haram. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا بلاش النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله عز وجل يقول قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before we said the Prophet ﷺ said, we said the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you do not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us to deal with interest. And if we are not going to leave the interest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declare war against us. Himself declaring the war against us. فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. A war from Allah and His Messenger against us. دِرْهَمْ riba أَعْظَمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ 36 زَنِيَةٍ. One dirham, one single dirham, like 5 cents or something, you make it out of interest, it's worse than committing adultery 36 times. The easiest kind of riba of interest, the harm of it, the Prophet ﷺ said, the easiest kind of interest, people say, oh, this is a very easy thing, don't worry about it. The easiest one of riba, if it's interest, the ithm or the sin of it, equal to somebody slept with his own mother. قال إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني في الربا في أبسط أبواب الربا قال كأن ينكح الرجل أمه في الإثم. And after that you see people said, oh, it's okay to deal with riba. أعوذ بالله. And it is with my يعني full alhamdulillah trust, I'm saying that whoever holding to a fatwa based on doubts been issued by what it's called the scholars committee of North America or Europe to allow people to use mortgage and to purchase houses in America, this fatwa based on no proof, first of all, based on misunderstanding for the scholars' opinion. Such as, they claim, whoever wrote this fatwa, that they are following Abu Hanifa's madhab, which is says, Abu Hanifa says, it's allowed to deal with interest in the land of the kuffar. saying that about Abu Hanifa, it is a big lie. And this is, we as Muslims, as students of knowledge, as lover to Abu Hanifa, we should clarify this. This is a lie at this Imam. This Imam, even though if we do not we don't agree with his opinion in this matter, but he never said that. He said dealing with interest for you taking the money from them. And we're talking about mortgage, you the one who giving the interest. Abu Hanifa allowed the person to deal with interest to take the kuffar's money, to take extra than what he deserved. But those people using his words for us to give them more money. This is the totally 180 degrees opposite of what he said. But either way, we don't allow that, even with what he said, rahimahullah, or his fuqaha. Inna al-riba fi dar al-kuffar muharram ma sahha an nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وهذا الحديث حديث مكحول حديث منقطع إنه لا ربا في دار الحرب. It's not authentic that there's, the Prophet said there's no riba in the land of the kuffar. What are the scholar of, who are the scholar of today? The scholars always has no names. The scholars, there is a lot of names, and I'm not aware of all the names, but there's characteristic for the scholars. The scholars is the one who follow Al-Quran was Sunnah, and he has a correct belief, and he is following the Sunnah, his appearance following the Sunnah, his appearance following the Sunnah, and has taqwa, as you can see from his actions. He doesn't make any major sins. What is the award of the woman around the, what she can wear around her mahrams, the woman's, she can show like her arms or her neck or her hair, her foot. Last question. Can a husband leave his wife for longer than 4 months? If he does, he have to divorce her? He can leave her for more than 4 months with two conditions. With her permission. Two, if he and she can handle that. Some woman, she says, no, I can't stay with the, oh, my husband this moment, this long, this period of time. Or the man. In this case, it's not allowed. So these two conditions, if you follow the correct opinion among the fuqaha, inshallah, it is allowed to be more than 6 months. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. And in the end, I would like to thank you all for attending. And thanks to Brother Masjid al-Faruq and the imams and the administrations and the brother who organized this event. And inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make Allah accept from all of us. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.